I'm sorry, these files are a little out of order. I didn't realize. So we put curly brackets around those comments about Java's user interface. This is not Java's user interface, really, although it uses Java in its implementation as a user interface. So the basic, one of the, if you talk about web computing, then effectively you're going to end up generating these compute nets. So you're going to generate, as I already mentioned, I think right at the beginning, any parallel machine in this model, whether it be a set of workstations, set of PCs, or a tightly coupled machine, ought to have in this model a server running on each node. And those servers are the compute nets. So the model we have, and so in some sense they replace in PVM, instead of having a PVM daemon, we're having a nifty Java server as our controller on each node. And you'll see a nice example of that later on when we see our interface to Pablo, which is a performance visualization system, where one of the nice things you can do is in real time, you can have data transferred from the node program hanging off the server to the server. Then you use conventional web technology to grab the information from the server, and then in real time you can display visualization of performance or other data from your server. So that's an example of how you can use such compute nets to give you a much better programming environment. Now, so we now come to this. So you've seen lots of these silly diagrams, and they all look the same. That's the problem, and that's why I don't want to discuss them too much. Can we turn off, go to the next file, which is white, and then we won't notice it. I don't know how to turn this, fine. Good. All right, so.